Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this afternoon we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, are you as anyone in the household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on a general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote?
Definitely.
Very likely to vote. Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over
46 to 55.
Okay, thank you. All right, and generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Grand Traverse County?
Yes.
I think they're going in the right direction.
Right direction, okay. All right, ma'am, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about a proposal that may appear on the ballot on this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it, okay? The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage on the ballot. In the ballot reads, shall the county Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, 65 cents for $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise, you know, an estimated $4.3 million for the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, I'd be in favor.
Okay, yes, in favor. All right, ma'am, and would you say it would be a definitely voting or probably voting yes on the in favor?
In favor.
Okay. All right, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult, okay, to understand, you will not be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for the slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you say you vote yes in favor in proposed
proposal,
or would that be definitely yes or
yes,
probably?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, now if the new proposal will cost, you know, the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
A yes in favor.
Okay. Right, ma'am, as mentioned, okay, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year, 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one say, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The second one say, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Okay, and the other one said, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Okay, and the last one say, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one do you agree is closer to your view?
You know, I'm okay with more, but I also feel like I'm okay with the same. Like, I just want people to vote for it. So I think, you know, trying to keep it the same is probably likely. But
so,
yeah, I would say,
so be that
I would
one,
say personally, it's okay to increase it.
Okay. Okay, but I have that $105 per year and then $70 per year.
Yeah, 105. And then... I'm fine with 105.
Okay, 105. Okay. All right, ma'am, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on to help, you know, most to help you and your family? Dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, fighting crime, improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, protecting water quality and water supply, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat?
Do I tell you the number one?
Which one would be your most to help you and your family? The counties you focus on.
Help more my family. I am worried about affordable housing for my children.
Making housing more affordable, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a worry.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you're favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first one would be your city or township government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or no opinion.
I'm sorry, I'm not following. What was the question again?
If you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of these organizations in Grand Traverse County, okay, the first one would be your city.
Favorable.
Or, okay. The second one would be Traverse Area Recreational and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Yes, favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Grand Traverse County Government.
The government, I'm favorable.
They'll be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I would say favorable.
Okay, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
All right, if approved by voters, okay, if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this tax, you know, taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this money, these dollars wisely?
I trust them.
Okay, definitely or just probably trust them?
Probably trust them.
Okay, probably trust them. All right, ma'am, there are a number of ways, you know, that the money could be spent on this project to maintain existing trails, you know, and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money, okay? The first one says to maintain existing trails. Is strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Okay, to promote recreational opportunities.
Approve, but not strongly.
Somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, to plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development.
I strongly approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Highly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
What was that again?
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Yeah, highly approve.
Okay, to protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Highly approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Approve.
Okay, to improve connection between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
What was it again?
to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces,
shops. Highly approved.
Okay, to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Non-motorized options. Highly approved.
Highly approved. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now, if, you know.
Are we close?
We're getting there, okay? And I really appreciate your time, ma'am. I'm going to go as fast as I can so we can finish it, okay? Okay, Dave, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you, okay? Ensuring that the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity to residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County.
Oh, can I say both?
Only let me pick one to be the most
okay,
important
connectivity would be higher. I prefer that because I think we need to connect.
Okay, the second one. Okay. All right, yes. Ma'am, you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate which will make you more likely to support this proposal. It will make no difference to you one way or the other, okay? The first one says a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring that the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference to support the project.
Oh, somewhat likely, or more than likely. I like
okay,
that.
Much
idea.
More than likely. Okay, there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Yeah, I would say favorable that one.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more.
Okay, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Okay, much more.
Okay, all right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and if you, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it makes no difference, you can indicate what as well. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference.
Very convincing.
Okay, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and the future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Highly favorable.
Okay. This proposal will improve a quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Highly favorable.
Okay. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County, which each year is a proposal would help boost a local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Highly favorable.
Okay, and Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Highly favorable.
Okay. In today's digital age, digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
I agree.
Okay, would that be very convincing? Somewhat convincing.
Yeah, very convincing.
Okay, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
I agree, highly agree.
Okay. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail and Network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Highly agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Highly agree.
Okay, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will, help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Highly agree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now taking into account everything you just heard, okay, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse. Okay, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would do highly in favor.
Okay, and would you say that would be definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I only have this last statement. This is about, the people are against this. Now you'll be giving some statement against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as reason to vote no against this proposal, okay? If it makes no difference to you one way or the other, you can indicate as well. Okay, the proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
Well, okay, but you guys, if never 43 million or four, 3 to 4 million?
No, $43 million. That's what the people against, are saying.
But that's misinformation.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what we want to hear your input. That's what we want to hear if you are convinced or not convinced.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the challenge for me. I mean, I don't know how am I supposed to answer it. Like, I don't agree with that, so I think I disagree.
Okay,
with
well, I have no difference either. I have no difference.
No difference. But I do think it would affect people. I mean, that's the issue. If you're asking me, I think it will affect people how they vote.
Okay. All right. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference in your opinion?
I think it's somewhat convincing. I mean, I should go back and say that $43 million is going to be convincing.
Okay.
I think that's
would that be
concern.
Okay? So very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Yeah, I would say that one's convincing. I think the $43 million one is very convincing. If someone sees that, they're going to be concerned about their money.
Okay.
So
all right, ma'am. This proposal is backed by the, progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayer foot the bill. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference?
Not at all. Not convincing. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm not even sure what I'm saying.
Okay. All right, ma'am. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Okay, this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just, end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I would say somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus more you know, pressing problems. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not
somewhat convincing.
Okay, with inflation, you know, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
I mean, is it based on how I feel, or based on how the world, like how other people are going to look at this?
No, this is your opinion. If I'm reading your guys' statement, I mean, yes.
Okay. Not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And, one final time, okay, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
In favor.
In favor. Okay. And would that be a definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words, okay? If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be?
I have none.
Okay, so I have no hesitation, right?
No hesitation, no.
Okay, hesitation. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and before we finish, okay, you will be now asked about another proposal, but this is just yes or no, okay? And it may appear on the ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission millage, okay, renewal. And the ballot reads, okay, shall the county Grand Traverse impose a new renewal of previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highway, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, that renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, in favor.
Would that be definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Oh, definitely Biden.
Biden, okay. All right, and now, in which political party are you affiliated, Republican, Democrat, or Independent? One affiliate.
I'm independent.
Okay, independent. All right, ma'am, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm moderate.
Moderate, okay. All right, then what is the last grade or formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with associate's 2-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
I have a postgraduate degree.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and do you own or rent your home that you are currently living in?
I do.
Okay. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
I do.
Okay. Yes. All right, ma'am, and what is your main racial background? Would that be white or Caucasian, Asian, or American?
I'm Caucasian.
Asian, Caucasian. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. I know it's quite a bit long survey, but I really thank you for your participation, okay? You
You're
have
welcome.
A great evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Bye.